So the first chakra, which is the basis for life, has a mantra. And the mantra is the spiritual message in a condensed form. In a Muladhara of yours, I worship him who has nine natures. Dancing, the great Tandava, having nine sentiments together with his Shakti, Samaya, the quintessence of Lasya. It is from these two, each having its own presiding form, looking in compassion on the disposition of the origination of the world, that this world has come into existence, having you as father and mother. Dance. What is dance? Dance is movement. Life is movement. And dance is not just going or running forward and back. Dancing is moving. Moving around. Life is not a straight line. There is not even a straight line in space. Everything is curved. And even our globe is sitting inside another globe of energy, of the gravitational energy, of the power, of the Allen belts and all the other stratospheric powers. So there is nowhere is there a straight line. It appears that way. So then dance is a wonderful expression. Can you make your way of living a dance? Can you move gracefully even around obstacles, such as happen in any relationship, marriage, work, study, whatever, wherever you happen to find yourself? Can you dance gracefully around, or do you have to fall down on your knees every time and break into tears, every time there is some sort of an obstacle? Or can you just in your dance leap over it? There's many options you have. Maybe you have to sit down and find out what your options are. If you think only in straight lines, you will always end up there. If I think of a straight line, that's all I can go. But if I think, no, I can go around, I can go around here, I may come back to the same place where I find myself, but enriched with the experience that I collect even as I move around. So if life is dance, and dance is life, and the term he and she is perhaps the only symbol that we are not quite familiar with. We still say he, Heavenly Father, but here it means the energy unmanifest. And she means energy manifest. If energy doesn't manifest, how would you even know there is any energy? You never switch the light on, you never make that movement, you wouldn't even know that you had light in the room. So, but even switching, turning a switch, pushing a key into a door, opening, turning the key and opening the door, these are all not straight line movements. How many movements do you do that are really straight line? Would be great if you would, because sometimes you have to make straight walk thinking, straight at the problem, in order to solve the problem. But then that line is comparatively short, nevertheless. Because it's the one incident taken out of your life. So he is an energy, and she is the manifestation of this energy, and thereby understandable for anybody, because we have to consider several thousand years ago when that was developed, who could really read and write. Even the kings of the West, a few hundred years ago, couldn't write. They had their scribes. They may have been good at fighting and using the sword and developing cannons and what have you, but they were not necessarily good as writers. So let me see if the commentary will do something to enlighten you a little more on this. Shiva, this is a male aspect, dances his cosmic dance, the great Tandava. Supreme intelligence dances in the self. Shiva and Shakti, energy and manifested energy, dance together, delicately blended. The great Tandava, the dramatic, the cosmic activity, sometimes violent like a storm. Lasya, the luring, the sweet, the whisper, move together in bliss, delight and timelessness, in perfect rhythm. Through this dance, the world comes into being. The dual principle of Shiva and Shakti is presented as male and female form, pointing to the polarity of the mind. The masculine and the feminine principles are not narrowly limited, but inseparable elements of energy, giving birth to whirling worlds from the tiny atom to millions of galaxies. Nothing fixed, nothing rigid. Richness in mystical variations expressing life itself.